It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we have a panel of county leaders here to talk about a variety of topics as we head into the heart of the winter months. We're going to be talking about some tree mortality efforts taking place during the winter months, also some safety concerns on roads, suicide risk, the flu shot, and other topics. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Tuolumne County's health officer, Dr. Bob Bernstein, Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Eric Earhart, and Jason Terry, who is the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning.
It's great to have you in here in studio with us this morning. I'll start first with Jason Terry as the OES coordinator. Tree mortality is something that I know is often a focal point of your office and things that you're working on. So as we head into the winter months, you know, are there going to be tree mortality projects taking place and things that people should keep in mind?
You know, tree mortality is definitely still going on. It's a very large project in our office, and up to this point, we've conducted over 50 projects with over 6,000 trees that have been felled and taken down to our wood yard down in Chinese Camp. And the work is definitely not going to stop this winter. We have a very large project, actually our largest project currently going on Italian Bar Road that consists of 2,500 trees that we're taking. Upcoming projects, we have marked out over 350 trees in the Pine Mountain Lake area. We have several smaller projects that have come in as we've received right of entries later along in this process, maybe after we've already gone through an area or we were just unable to reach the correct person at the right time. So while we are aware there are, snow conditions can slow down the work is not stopping.
So even though the winter months are coming, it's going to be continuing right on then?
Absolutely. And we've thought about that beforehand. We've tried to push some of our projects up to the higher elevations before we see snow. That way we can continue working on in some of the lower elevations that don't see snow quite as fast.
Anything that residents in those areas need to keep in mind with that work taking place?
I mean, always be cognizant of definitely any traffic control that's out there. Be careful going around corners, all those types of items. And then, of course, the entire county, not just residents in any specific area, can always sign a right of entry. We have a link on our main website up on the top next to the flashing green light that will take them to a page where they can submit a right of entry online. And that lets us know that they feel that there are trees that are eligible for this program, and we can get one of our registered foresters out there to look at it.
Good to know. Dr. Bernstein, I'll move over to you with the next question. The flu season, has the flu arrived here locally in Tuolumne County, and is the vaccine available?
Well, let me answer the second question first. The vaccine is definitely available. The state of California has additional vaccines available. Should we get low on vaccines? I'd be happy to tell you the locations that vaccines are available. Whether flu has arrived here or not, that would require laboratory tests to be sure, but the symptoms of flu are such that practitioners should be vigilant for it and be prepared to advise everybody. Most important thing to say about this is that everyone 6 months old or older should get their flu vaccine.
Any other categories that you would consider at high risk as well that you really consider it?
Certainly elderly individuals, people with chronic diseases, especially respiratory diseases like asthma and bronchitis, people who continue to smoke despite the best evidence that they can get advantages by stopping, and people who have allergies to components of the flu vaccine, that might include, give me a minute here, life-threatening allergies to flu vaccine or ingredients might include gelatins, antibiotics, or other ingredients. But to be absolutely sure that you have an allergy that would require you to avoid that vaccine, it'd be best to check with your physician or with the Centers for Disease Control website, and I can give you the URL for your listeners.
Very good. And then you mentioned the flu shot is available here locally. Where can they get the shots at?
Well, the flu shot is available at our Tuolumne County Public Health Department on Tuesdays from 1 to 4 p.m. People do not need an appointment, and Medi-Cal coverage is available there. In addition, Safeway, CVS, Safeway at Sanguinetti Road, CVS Pharmacy on Mona Way and North Main Street in Angels Camp. Those three definitely have flu vaccines. My understanding is that Walmart, the Upper Save Mart, Groveland, and Rite Aid and Twain Heart pharmacies all also have vaccine and are offering vaccines. It would be best to call the pharmacy if you have any questions about whether your insurance coverage will allow you to use that or whether you can get the vaccine without having to be concerned about costs.
Do you know, does it take a week or two for the vaccine to take effect?
Yes, it does take a week or so. It's best to get the vaccine as early as possible. We've been successful at the annual fair in vaccinating more than 1,000 people who came on that occasion. I don't have the figures for the entire county, but I do know that the schools have been very successful this year, with the exception of one of the schools, which I won't mention on the air, but they know who they are. And people are able to pay hundreds of dollars to get a doctor to give them a medical exception, when in fact the criteria for medical exception are not being met by individuals who are willing to pay for that. It's a foolish thing to do. It's inappropriate on the part of the providers. I'd love to know the names of providers who are offering medical exceptions for hundreds of dollars.
It's interesting. The flu shot in general, kind of a generic question, you know, how effective is it to actually preventing the flu?
That's a great question, and I could get the Nobel Prize, I suppose, if I could give you the answer to that today. Let me just say that every year the Centers for Disease Control makes an effort to ascertain the effectiveness of the flu vaccine. When the flu vaccine is not 100% effective, and it almost never is 100% effective, it nevertheless allows for a substantial portion of the population to be protected, and those in contact with those individuals to be protected. Concerns about whether or not this year's vaccine is going to be 100% effective, 90%, 80%, 50%, 70% should not stop individuals from getting their flu vaccine.
Is there a typical time every year when the flu arrives, or does it vary from year to year?
Well, the season, if you will, quote unquote, is given as November, 1st of November to, I believe, the end of March. But it's not too late. It's never too late to get your flu vaccine this year.
I'll turn over to Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office. You know, one thing this past summer has been very hard-hitting when it comes to wildfires in the region, Donnell Fire, also Ferguson Fire. If you're going to be heading up, you know, close to kind of wilderness areas where fires took place, you know, are there certain things you need to keep in mind?
Well, excuse me. Obviously, check with the U.S. Forest Service, the website, see what forest closures are still in place. I know there were several in place already due to the Donnell Fire. And the risk associated with that is we have a lot of trees that are burned. We try to mitigate as many of those hazards as possible through the firefighting efforts. But obviously, we don't always get them all. So as the snow load and the water and starts getting on those trees, there's the risk of trees falling, coming down. We've seen people step in root holes that are still on fire in other fires. So that's another thing to be concerned of. Just because you don't see any fire doesn't mean there's not some underground as well.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with a panel of local emergency response officials on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, Jason Terry, the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, and Dr. Bob Bernstein, Tuolumne County Health Officer. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And a programming note, there will be no Motherlode Views next weekend due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Motherlode Views will return the weekend of December 1st. That weekend will be joined in studio by the new superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District, Michael Merrill. He recently came over. He was previously the principal at Calaveras High School. He'll talk about some upcoming bond projects that the district is going to be undertaking, also the challenges and opportunities facing Somerville. That's coming up in 2 weeks on Motherlode Views. Our second segment, focused on emergency planning, is coming up in just a minute.